Hello, konnichiwa. Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 11. Today in this episode, we will learn about how to say together with. Now let's go. Together with in Japanese is と一緒に. So for example, together with my friend. Friend is 友達, 友達. So, 友達と一緒に. This means together with my friend. So, for example, every day I go to school together with my friend. Every day is 毎日. Friend is 友達. Together with is と一緒に。私は毎日友達と一緒に学校に行きます。So again, before 行きます, the particle is に or え. So I can also say, 私は友達と一緒に学校へ行きます。I go to a department store together with my friend. Department store is デパート。私は友達と一緒にデパートに行きます。Or 私は友達と一緒にデパートへ行きます。Alone is 一人で。So here you don't have to put any と一緒に。ひとりで itself means alone. So for example, I go back to my country alone. So my country is 私の国. So it will become 私はひとりで私の国に帰ります。 Or 私は一人で私の国へ帰ります。 So again, 帰ります is return. Before that, the particle is either に or へ. Before we get to the next part of the podcast, thank you for your support, and I would like to introduce Lingopie, a great learning language app to use. A lot of you are learning Japanese by watching anime or dramas, right? That's great. But be honest, are you actually learning or just reading the subtitles? That's why I recommend Lingopie. It's not just a streaming platform. It's a language learning tool designed to help you learn through immersion. With Lingopie's interactive subtitles, you can see both Japanese and English at the same time. If you don't know a word, just click it. You'll get the meaning, the pronunciation, and it even saves the word for later. And when the comprehension input tool, you can test your understanding in real time and reinforce what you have learned. Plus, Lingopie automatically turns the word you click into flashcards and quizzes, so you can review them anytime. If the dialogue is too fast, slow it down without making it sound unnatural. And here's the best part. Lingopie has over 3,000 Japanese shows and movies, not just anime. You can watch real Japanese dramas, comedies, and travel shows, the kind of content native speakers actually watch. Plus, you can connect your Netflix and Disney Plus account to get even more content. You can try Lingopie for free. Just check the link in the show notes. And if you decide to subscribe, you'll get 55% off with our special discount code. So if you are serious about learning Japanese in a fun and immersive way, click the link and start watching with Lingopie today. If you want to change this into a question sentence, you will use 誰. 誰. 誰 means who. So, together with who are you going back to your country?
誰と一緒に国へ帰りますか？誰と一緒に国に帰りますか？
So, 誰と一緒に means together with who. So, if you want to say together with my mother, it will become
お母さんと一緒に。お母さんと一緒に。お母さん means mother.
Father is
お父さん。お父さん。
Elder brother is
お兄さん。お兄さん。
Elder sister is
お姉さん。お姉さん。
Younger brother is
弟。弟。
Younger sister
妹。妹。
Grandmother
おばあちゃん。おばあちゃん。
Grandfather
おじいちゃん。おじいちゃん。
So, for example, I ate apple together with my younger brother. Younger brother is
弟。弟。
Apple is
リンゴ。リンゴ。
To eat is
食べます。私は弟と一緒にリンゴを食べます。私は弟と一緒にリンゴを食べます。
I drink milk together with my younger sister. Younger sister is
妹。妹。
Milk is 牛乳。
牛乳。
To drink is
飲みます。飲みます。
So,
私は妹と一緒に牛乳を飲みます。私は妹と一緒に牛乳を飲みます。
Let's make a past tense. Yesterday, I studied Japanese together with my elder sister. Elder sister is
お姉ちゃん
or お姉さん, whichever is fine. To study Japanese,
日本語を勉強します。日本語を勉強します。
Past tense will be
日本語を勉強しました。
Yesterday is
昨日。
So it will become
昨日私はお姉さんと一緒に日本語を勉強しました。
昨日私はお姉さんと一緒に日本語を勉強しました。We can also drop this 一緒に part. So you can say
私はお姉さんと日本語を勉強しました。
It's exactly the same meaning. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. Have a nice day and I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye!